This is good to hear that again. It's 8:49, and on the Team Hochberg phone line, it's Troy Murray from your Chicago Blackhawks broadcast team. And in action last night, Blackhawks looking good against a pretty good team, huh, Troy?
They actually played really good last night, and pleasantly surprised that that's the first game in 4 months, and they played that well. So good signs heading into that matchup against the Edmonton Oilers, best of five starting on Saturday.
And last night, you were broadcasting from a remote location, weren't you?
Right down the hall from where you are right now. I mean, I tell you what, they did a great job. The crew at WGN, Bill, Bob, I mean, everybody did just a fantastic job of setting up the studio for John and I. We had some big TV monitors in front of us. We had a computer screen as well. So everything that we could use to our advantage to make the broadcast sound good, they put everything in place for us. And first time that John had done that off the monitor, and same with me. And there were some, you know, there were some interesting moments, but I thought it went well, and I was just excited to be back doing some games.
Well, you guys sounded great. I mean, you really...
Oh, thank you.
And I texted you during the game. I thought it was hard to believe you weren't in Edmonton, because it sounded like you were right there in the arena. But we know the Blackhawks were, and both teams had to adjust to the idea of playing without the crowd. And it, even though it was designated as a Blackhawks home game, it still was played in an empty arena. How much of a factor do you think that's going to be in this series, not just for these two teams, but for everybody going into the qualifying rounds?
It's just going to be interesting to see the dynamics of how everything works. You know, if you're the Blackhawks and you're playing in the playoffs and you're at home at the United Center, I mean, to me, that's a big advantage. You know, the crowd here in Chicago is great, and every team feels that they've got great fans and everything. So take that out of the equation. It was kind of nice because Chicago was designated as the home team yesterday, so they got all the horns. They got all Chelsea Dagger, all that kind of stuff, because it was their home game production, so to speak. But it's going to be interesting to see how these players deal with it. And as you move forward, you know, I mean, we'll get a better pulse on what's going on here when you hear some of the players' comments. I think that if you're watching it last night on TV, you can see that they've really done some interesting things inside the arena. I know baseball is trying to do it with some cutout fans in there, and obviously they have bigger areas, but the NHL covered all of the seating areas. They kind of, to me, when I was watching the game and broadcasting the game, it had a Winter Classic feel to me, because when you watch the Winter Classic games, you can't see the fans.
That's
because
right.
They're so far removed from the rink. So to me, it kind of had a Winter Classic feel to it. But it'll be interesting to see what the players say about it, with the, you know, lack of emotion in the building. It's something that you're going to have to draw within as far as keeping your energy up. And I think that when you see in playoffs, especially, the tide turn in favor of the home team, there can be so much momentum and so much energy built up because they're feeding off the crowd, feeding off the energy. I don't think you're going to see those type of big momentum swings in these games, because you can't feed off the energy that you would normally do in your home building.
Troy, what are the takeaways for the Blackhawks coming out of this game? I suppose first and foremost it would be Corey Crawford, but the things that they can take into this series with Edmonton and feel good about.
Well, there's a lot of things that they liked when they're in training camp. They liked the Nylander, Patrick Kane, Dylan Strome line. They were lighting it up, and you know, everybody wants, well, let's see it against real competition. I thought that line looked very good. Jeremy Colliton did an interesting little switch yesterday, putting Alex DeBrincat and Kubalik on different lines. They swapped positions. Kubalik, two goals. Both of those were on the power play, but an assist as well. So he continues his trend. I thought Kirby Dach looked really good. So those are some of the things that you were kind of looking at that say, boy, training camp has been impressive with these guys. Can we move forward? And how are we going to see that progression work in the playoff series? So I think there's a lot of good things. St. Louis is a good team, and I didn't think that they were at their best yesterday. I don't think their energy level was where it needed to be, but I thought there was more focus on the Blackhawks side of it. But they defended extremely well against St. Louis. They didn't give up many quality chances in the slot area. I know it's going to be a different type of game that you're going to see from the Edmonton Oilers. They're more run and gun and very dangerous off the rush with the speed of Connor McDavid and the skill of Dreisaitl. So you're going to have those different dynamics than you did against St. Louis, who is more not a plotting but a grinding out type of style. And I thought the Blackhawks defensively, and that's going to be a key because that's been an issue all season long. But you saw some healthiness back there. I thought Calvin DeHaan came in and played well. He's missed a lot of time with the shoulder surgery, the injury. So there was a lot of good things, I think, that you can look at. Special teams are going to be critical against the Edmonton Oilers. They have the best power play during the regular season, the second-best penalty kill. So the Blackhawks need to have those working. They are 2-for-4 on the power play and 4-for-4 on the penalty kill. So that's a good sign moving in against the Edmonton Oilers. And again, you know, Corey Crawford playing half the game. He looked good, looked comfortable. I don't think they wanted to overextend him. Malcolm Subban came in and he performed well, pitched a shutout between the two of them. So, boy, a lot of good things that you were hoping to see in that first exhibition game. They did get a good look at and a good taste of what hopefully will be there on Saturday afternoon against the Oilers.
Game one Saturday, and then game two Monday night, game three Wednesday night. And, Troy, since you won't be broadcasting in the stadium, are you thinking of taking a page from the old baseball announcers when they used to do the recreations when there was a lull? They would just make stuff up. Like you could talk about some fan in the stands who's pouring beer on his head. You know, just you can write those now, and you'll be ready for the series.
I might have to do that because I was actually watching a baseball game the other day, and there was a camera angle, and then that's the only thing because baseball, you know, they're kind of doing the same thing. The visitors can't travel, so they're doing it out of the studio. Something had happened on the field, and the catcher kind of said timeout. The umpire called timeout, and the broadcasters were going, well, we don't know why they're calling timeout because all you could see was those two guys. You couldn't see what was the issue. Like, was somebody running across the field? You know, whatever it was kind of funny because, well, we had passed along what's going on, but we don't know what's going on. So we might have to make up some things.
Yeah, Troy, you know, if that happens during the game, how about something like, you know what, WGN Radio's Bob Surratt is in the crowd holding up a Go Hawks sign, and everybody seems to be yelling and screaming at him. You could go with that. Nobody will know.
We'll put you in the mix if you want.
Yeah, add me in there. It's Troy Murray, sponsored by Chevy Drives, Chicago.com. Go Hawks, Troy. Thanks for talking to us this morning.
Pleasure. Always thanks. Always happy to come on. So thank you. Go Hawks. And we'll see everybody on Saturday at 2:00, 1:30 pregame with Chris Bowden.
You got it.